Hardy Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, March 12th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Rural Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news, the Hardy Help Center will be extending its hours on Tuesdays for those who have made prearranged appointments. Their new hours on Tuesdays are 8:30 a.m. until noon, and 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, call 863-773-0034. Around 7 p.m. Saturday night, Highlands County Fire Rescue was notified of an injured kayaker near the Avon Park bombing range. Mutual aid was requested from APBR, City of Avon Park Boat 5, Rescue 4-2, and Division 1, with additional help from the Fish and Wildlife Commission to locate the injured kayaker via GPS and flashlight. The kayaker was found approximately 3.5 kilometers south of the APBR boat ramp and was taken via the rescue boat to boat ramp for the waiting Rescue 4-2. The kayaker had non-life-threatening injuries. This was an incredible example of teamwork amongst multiple agencies, the Avon Park Bombing Range, Polk County, Okeechobee County, FWC, City of Avon Park Fire Department, and Highlands County Fire Rescue, all coordinating through Highlands County Sheriff's Office Consolidated Dispatch. And an Arcadia man is facing charges of murder and attempted murder following a shooting on March 6th. Arcadia police responded to the area of Alabama Avenue and Court Street after reports of gunshots in the area. When they arrived, they found a man deceased at the scene. Police said that another man was brought into DeSoto Memorial Hospital with a gunshot wound shortly afterward. Upon further investigation, the suspect was discovered to be Jaquez Randall Lamar Allen, age 21, and was arrested and charged with first-degree murder and attempted murder. This case is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcadia Police at 863-494-2222. And the DeSoto County Sheriff's Office continues its mission to enforce safe travels throughout their county roadways. Last week, deputies worked 11 crashes, made 50 traffic stops, and responded to 375 calls. This week, they are prioritizing State Road 17 North and South, Nocatee and Imogene school zones, State Road 70 East, Turner Road, State Road 31, Brown Road, and Hillsborough Avenue from Pine Street and Low Street. Your local events, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is hosting free firearm familiarization classes this month. Each class lasts 24 hours over the course of 2 days. You must be at least 21 years of age and consent to a criminal history check to participate. Classes are extremely limited. Visit hardyso.com to sign up. Main Street Wauchula presents their 6th annual Student Business Fair happening Saturday, March 23rd from 9 a.m. until noon. Young entrepreneurs will set up booths to sell their creations and get a taste for running a business with a chance to take home a cash prize. Prizes are awarded based on category and age group. To sign up, head to mainstreetwauchula.com. And tickets are on sale now for the Rotary Club of Hardy County's 2nd annual Water Watermelon Festival, featuring live music from Jason Bird, Colin Dubose, and Confederate Railroad. To purchase tickets, you can use our quick link, hardymidday.com/watermelon. Your jobs here in Hardy County, the Michaels organization is hiring a community manager, a high school diploma or GED, and prior supervisory experience are required. O'Reilly Auto Parts is hiring a parts specialist, knowledge of automotive parts and maintenance, prior retail experience, and ASC certification are required, and Debut Development is hiring an office cleaner. 1 year of sanitary experience is required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
First National Bank of Wauchula offers mobile banking. Download our mobile banking app and have instant access to your accounts. Check your balance and activity whenever you need to. Manage and pay your bills from almost anywhere. Check out mobile banking from First National Bank of Wauchula. It's quick, easy, and secure.
HardyMidday.com is your internet destination for area news, upcoming events, and so much more. Our new site combines the stories and events you'll hear on Hardy Midday, plus national happenings. Get an instant look at your weekly weather, plus live radar. Listen to past Hardy Midday shows, and you can even send us your events using our friendly message form. Write it down or make it a bookmark. www.hardymidday.com. That's www.hardymidday.com. Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Rural Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 73 degrees out, feels like 77. Mostly cloudy skies with no predicted chance of rain. Your shade temperature is 71 degrees. Winds east at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 12. Your air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Your humidity is slightly humid at 58%. The dew point, 58 degrees. 76% cloud cover, 10 miles of visibility. And your cloud ceiling is 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast for the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Salpho Springs. Last updated 10:53 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This afternoon, sunny with highs in the lower 80s. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southeast later today. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows around 60. West winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming east after midnight. Wednesday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. South winds around 5 miles an hour. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-60s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming east after midnight. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association responded to USDA's final packers and stockyards rule. NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane says, while we still have concerns about the unintended consequences of the rule, we are pleased that USDA has addressed most of our significant concerns. However, Juliana Potts, President and CEO of the Meat Institute, argues these changes are simply an attempt to assert even more federal authority to regulate the equities of industry business practices. The USDA is seeking nominees for the Hazelnut Marketing Board. The nominees will fill 5 grower member seats, 5 alternate grower member seats, 4 handler member seats, and 4 alternate handler member seats whose terms begin July 1st. 1 grower member and alternate member position are allocated to each of the 5 districts. For nomination information, contact the Hazelnut Marketing Board. The AM for Every Vehicle Act has hit the magic number of 218 voting co-sponsors it will need to ensure passage through the House of Representatives. The majority is necessary because Kentucky Senator Rand Paul blocked a bipartisan-driven majority consent vote in November and instead seeks to end electric vehicle subsidies. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's ready to run with the act the moment Congress gets it done.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Have contractor? Will build. There seems to be momentum for a whopper of an agricultural building here in the Southeast. The Tallahassee Democrat reports that the Florida legislature is spending $80 million in next year's state budget as part of an overall $208 million plan to build a new headquarters for the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services in Tallahassee, moving employees from spaces currently leased to this future building on state-owned property will reportedly save more than $50 million in state lease payments over the course of 30 years. The plan was touted by Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Wilton Simpson as one of several significant victories for Florida agriculture secured during the 2024 legislative session. Other victories, according to the commissioner, legislation that requires Florida school districts to approve 4-H and FFA-related activities as an excused absence from school, and also securing $40 million to support Florida's citrus industry through infrastructure, research, and expansion of propagation and replanting efforts.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Andrew Stewart. President Biden's new budget includes a tax cut for home buyers.
With many Americans struggling to afford housing, the president is proposing assistance in his just-released budget.
For those seeking to buy their first home or trade up for a little more space, I propose the tax cut will provide $400 a month for the next 2 years.
The president also wants to give tax breaks to families and raise taxes on the wealthy. Most White House budget plans are unlikely to pass Congress without major changes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Choice Hotels backing off its hostile $8 billion takeover bid for Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. Choice says there wasn't enough support from Wyndham shareholders to do a deal. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow rose more than 45 points, but the NASDAQ dropped more than 65 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Andrew Stewart.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, the Denver Nuggets rallied from a double-digit deficit to down the Toronto Raptors.
The Nuggets were down 21 in the second half. Then they went to work, coming back to defeat the Raptors 125-119. Denver coach Michael Malone.
We can't trade baskets when you're down by 20. You know, something's got to improve. And then we finally got defense into the game. Points in the fourth quarter, got out and ran, took care of the ball.
The defending champs took the lead with 6:48 left, and last place Toronto folded like a 10-cent accordion. The Nuggets are now 9-1 after the All-Star break. Nikola Jokic led the way with another triple-double, 35 points, 17 rebounds, and 12 assists. Bruce Morton, Denver.
Other winners included Detroit, Phoenix, Dallas, Golden State, and Boston. Men's top 25 college basketball winners included number 17 Gonzaga and 21st-ranked St. Mary's of California. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, the floodgates open for the St. Louis Blues against the Boston Bruins.
The Blues snapped a three-game skid with a 5-1 win over the Bruins. Kasperi Kapanen opened the scoring 10-13 into the game.
It was just one of those games, you know, bounces off the boards and off the ref's skate, and you know, a couple other lucky bounces, and it was just going in today.
Robert Thomas scored for his team-leading 70th point at 17:59 of the first period. Kevin Hayes made it 3-0, 4:31 into the middle period. And Brandon Saad put St. Louis up 4 at 15:25 of the second. Alexei Toropchenko added an empty netter. Gethin Kulbaugh, Boston.
Other winners were the New York Rangers, Winnipeg, and Los Angeles. Tennis, Luca Nardi used a combination of poise and power to stun his boyhood idol. Top seed Novak Djokovic with a 3-set win in the BNP Paribas Open. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: I took the batteries out of the smoke alarm. That loud beeping was giving me a headache, and it just made me feel sick and dizzy. Please don't do that. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Until then, have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.